皆さん、こんにちは。
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
This time, I'm going to talk about a special strategy. We call it stand tall on the cloud. Trend Micro has been talking about cloud for 10 years. We're talking about securing customers' journey to the cloud. But standing tall on the cloud is a very different business model. It's not just technology. For the past 10 years, if we look at the IT industry, there's a lot of new technology, big data analysis, cloud technology, AI, automation, all of this are new technology. But today, we're seeing more and more this technology really, we call it landing onto the customer benefit, which is integrating all this technology would enable customers to make quicker decisions, more agile. They can depend on the data and quickly react to make the decision. So eventually, Forbes magazine says it very well. Eventually, every company is going to be a software company. It's run by the software because it is the software that is doing all this analysis and providing the decision-making base. So in this type of environment, what is the difference than before when we say cloud only? Before, when we are talking about cloud, mostly we were just talking about you develop some software and then you put it on the cloud. In between, there's a big wall. The development and the cloud operation are separate two departments. And therefore, it's just still slower, even though you can say your server is running on the cloud. The new model is called DevOps model, which is really integrated. Not only the hardware is in the cloud, the software is in the cloud and can quickly react to whatever data that received and make the decision. So it looked like this model. That's what they call DevOps model. This DevOps model, what is the benefit about this DevOps model? The benefit of this is first, you quickly react to customers' problem. You understand customers' problem. I will use Trend Micro's example to explain all these three advantage. For instance, Trend Micro has a product called Virus Buster Corporate Edition, biggest endpoint product. There was one bug that for 10 years, me and my engineers, we cannot solve that problem. It was a database crash problem, but because it's in the customer environment, we just never know what caused the database crash. We just reset it and it's come back. But after we moved that to the cloud and we Trend Micro, we ourselves operate the Office Scan, we call it Office Scan SaaS model. Within 2 months, we understand what was the log that causing this crash, and therefore we were able to fix that problem that 10 years we cannot solve. So it provide, SaaS model can provide better quality to customer, better service, and faster response. The second benefit is that it's easier to adopt new technology. For instance, we've been trying to collect more log from the endpoint side. We know there's a lot of more valuable information, but the database inside the on-premise version just cannot handle that much. And we cannot go to customer and say, please, can you triple your server capacity to hold more log? It's impossible. But once it go to the SaaS version, then it's all up to us. We can easily, we change the database, we change that to data lake, to Elasticsearch, not bounding to SQL database anymore. Much faster adoption of new technology, make the product much more powerful. The third one is that if you have several different products, then it's much easier now to break the data silo. Each product will have different database. But now, because of this SaaS model, you can link all this data in the backend, and therefore, much easier to do correlation. So these are the three big benefits of a SaaS product. And that is why today, I am so excited to present this chart. This chart is just this this half year. This chart is the on-premise product, Trend Micro customers, when they deploy on-premise and on SaaS. Actually, although we did not say it, but the DevOps model, Trend Micro, has been working on that for several years. And until this quarter, we proudly say that line, the yellow line, exceed the on-premise model. I know you probably say, hey, why the yellow line, why isn't that the line coincidence with your revenue growth, right? Actually, that was the part that I really want you to understand. The SaaS model, the initial order could be smaller, but the lifetime value of that customer grow much longer and faster when it grows, you get more customer, because SaaS model is subscription, so the recognized revenue is smaller. The on-premise one, we recognize a big chunk of the revenue, like tipping point, right? So if we lose one big deal, then we experience this YOY revenue decline type of things. But SaaS model, this model, if we continue to grow, then our customer value will grow much steady and much faster. So based on this, I'd like to talk about our strategy based on this type of new model. This new model means two things for our product, for cybersecurity. One is for the DevOps. For the DevOps, a lot of our customers, they are actually a software company, like Nike, like Disney. They operate their company on their software. So they make decisions. Their most important thing is their application. So there is a new group of people that need security. That is called DevOps. That's the new buyer. When they develop their company's application, they need to embed the security into their application. That's the DevOps security market. The second one is Trend Micro will be able to utilize that DevOps or SaaS model so that we can gain all the benefits that I just talked about, those three big benefits, and provide our customer faster, better, more stronger cybersecurity. And that I can explain. On the DevOps model, as you can see, the new challenge of cybersecurity is that you cannot wait until your application is deployed, then add on the security. You need to embed the API or the SDK, the security service, inside your application. So Trend Micro's Deep Security, which is our flagship product in cloud security, before we were doing the server protection, but now we already shift left, we call it shift left, into the earlier cycle. We have smart checks. Before they load the product onto the container, already our security is inside their code and therefore can provide the security for their code before loading onto the container. So this movement has been recognized by Gartner Group. They were talking about the DevOps, and they say for a 2019 survey Gartner Group did, Trend Micro is the one security company that published most security service, which is needed by the DevOps people among all the security vendors. And these are widely used API by our DevOps customer. So important thing, new market, new buyer, and Trend Micro is a leader in this new market. So that was part of the reason that we acquire a lot of new customer, although you haven't seen it in the revenue yet, but we acquire a lot of more new customer, DevOps customer in deep security. That's DevOps for DevOps. The next one is the SaaS-based application are growing much faster. We're seeing customer adoption of the SaaS-based application. For instance, I heard that Japan government just announced that their next version of the operating system need to be all SaaS. They SaaS, go SaaS first. So customer adoption of SaaS application is now much faster. That shows in our chart, in the previous chart I show also. And Trend Micro's new capability called XDR, cross-platform, cross-generation, cross-different products, security, detection, and response. That's XDR. It's totally based on SaaS and have the best security that customer can get. Why? Because if you look at what customer's problem recently, there's new threat vector, it's very complicated, and the security operation center's biggest problem is they receive millions of alerts every day and they don't know which one to prioritize. Coupled with, they don't have enough security experts to deal with that. So it's a double whim problem for our customer. Trend Micro XGen is to directly deal with this. If you look at this, every day customer receive a million alerts from endpoint, a million alerts from email, 2 million alerts from network, and they just deal with all these millions of alerts. They cannot correlate them. They don't know how to deal with so many alerts. But with the SaaS, with the XDR vision, what you can see is we can combine all this log in the backend without reburden or without asking customer to upgrade all of their server. We correlate all of this data. We can see where the threat come in, how did it land it, and where is the big impact. And therefore, those millions of alerts can sum up to maybe 5 or 6 events only. We see these are the events that you need to deal with. That's how we say we can prioritize an actionable alert for customer. Not only that, even more exciting is it's not just detection and response. We can even do what we call predictive. Predictive. Why? Just think about this. Before, we have this email, right? Email, we block a lot of spears, phishing email. This email, nobody look at that. We just block it, so nobody look at that. But actually, with our analysis in the back end, I can say, hey, Omigawa-san is the one that received most of spears email. So it's a very risky user. Why is that risky? Because he is very popular in social media. His email is out there. So it's most likely more so risky users. Then we analyze in the cloud what was the URL or the attachment was embedded to the email that sent to Omigawa-san. And we can find usually who is targeting, which attack group is targeting, because we can see on the back end. Even though they haven't cracked down, they haven't tricked Omigawa-san to click, we already know he's riskier and who is attacking. Then we can associate which server that Omigawa-san most frequently access. And then which server has the highest vulnerability. And therefore, we can easily predict what is the likely, most likely attack path from the hacker. By doing that, we will be able to say, this is the path. Among so many servers that need to be patched, and so many vulnerabilities that need to be patched, I know this hacker group like to use this vulnerability, and I know which server that Omigawa-san is most likely to access, and therefore I can choose which server that I need to patch. So it's very actionable. I can educate Omigawa-san or ask him to change his email address or change his password. And I can patch the specific server with the specific vulnerability. Much more actionable for customer. That's what we say. This is the power when we're using the SaaS version, the cloud version, the XDR for our customer. Trend Micro is the only cybersecurity company in the whole world that have both email, network, endpoint, IoT, server, server in the cloud, server in the data center, all of them being covered. We can collect all this data back to the back end, and therefore Trend Micro can apply our threat expertise and help our customer to prioritize and provide them with actionable to prevent high risk. As you know, recently, it's not just compliance that is getting people. If they got the data breach, they get big fine. So today's SOC is not just responsible for compliance. They really responsible for threat defense. And therefore, cybersecurity, prioritizing the threats and defend against these threats is becoming security operation center's top priority. So I would say all of this fast response will enable us to use AI and DevOps process to provide security analytics for our customer. And those new technology enable us to go beyond endpoint and correlate all those data and provide our customer with complete visibility. That's what they need. All this DevOps model, I want to say, I think it is a great movement in the whole IT industry, or maybe I would say the human beings industry, because it benefits all three parties. For customer, our in the cloud for DevOps will enable them to deliver their application safer and faster. For use the DevOps, Trend Micro will be able to deliver to our customer better security and faster in updating and deploy the new technology. For our employee or our customer's employee, they were able to use the newest technology and the innovation will come up much faster. Like you know, security expertise are very few and you need to give them incentive. And their incentive is not money, it's new technology. When they are very passionate, they can use the new technology, they feel incentivized and high morale. So I already see that in Trend Micro. Our engineers are so happy. They feel like it's the cave. They broke the lock and they can now free to innovate. So it's great incentive for the security expertise to provide better technology. And finally, to investors, I would say for the first one, for the DevOps, that's a new hot market that Trend Micro is growing in, that new hot market, the DevOps security market. And the second one, when we switch to SaaS model, you will see our revenue growth is much more smooth and sturdy. And the customer total value, lifetime value, is much higher than before. So then I like to come back to this chart. Even though right now this chart shows the customer growth count, our SaaS customer growth count this quarter exceed our on-premise customer count. And I would say that's the line that our revenue will be going in the future. Thank you.